In Psalm 63, David said, "My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches." To help you focus your thoughts upon God at the close of this day, we bring you this devotional meditation, From Morning and Evening, by Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the great English preacher of the 19th century. Our text for this evening is found in the Song of Solomon, chapter 8, and verse 13. Thou that dwellest in the gardens, the companions hearken to thy voice. Cause me to hear it. My sweet Lord Jesus remembers well the Garden of Gethsemane, and although he has left that garden, he now dwells in the garden of his church. There he unbosoms himself to those who keep his blessed company. That voice of love with which he speaks to his beloved is more musical than the harps of heaven. There is a depth of melodious love within it which leaves all human music far behind. Tens of thousands on earth and millions above are indulged with its harmonious accents. Some whom I well know and whom I greatly envy are at this moment hearkening to that beloved voice. Oh, that I were a partaker of their joys! It is true some of these are poor, others bedridden, and some near the gates of death. But, oh, my Lord, I would cheerfully starve with them, pine with them, or die with them, if I might but hear thy voice. Once I did hear it often, but I have grieved thy spirit. Return unto me in compassion, and once again say unto me, I am thy salvation. No other voice can content me. I know thy voice, and cannot be deceived by another. Let me hear it, I pray thee. I know not what thou wilt say, neither do I make any condition, O my beloved. Do but let me hear thee speak, and if it be a rebuke, I will bless thee for it. Perhaps to cleanse my dull ear may need an operation very grievous to the flesh. But let it cost what it may, I turn not from the one consuming desire. Cause me to hear thy voice. Bore my ear afresh. Pierce my ear with thy harshest notes. Only do not permit me to continue deaf to thy calls. Tonight, Lord, grant thine unworthy one his desire, for I am thine, and thou hast bought me with thy blood. Thou hast opened mine eye to see thee, and the sight has saved me. Lord, open thou mine ear. I have read thy heart. Now let me hear thy lips. This meditation was taken from Morning and Evening by C.H. Spurgeon. Please listen each evening at this same time for Morning and Evening.